Yuri Katsuki, Secret Route, walkthrough/FAQ. A Yuri on Ice fan work, written by Métis_Inc. and read by Lunchy. The Otome community uncovers the mysteries of the Nikiforov-Katsuki route, one of the most difficult and overly complicated routes in a game supposedly just about ice skating.
I'm sorry. I've been having conflicting feelings lately.
Mystic Dabba. Okay, so I've literally conquered every other route on this damn game, but Yuri keeps flat out rejecting me? I've hit like 7 different friend routes 50 times? What does he want? How high are his standards? I have done everything for you, Yuri. All I want is your heart.
7 Knives.
Lol, Secret Route.
JJ's Briefs.
Secret Route!
Mystic Dabba.
What secret route?
My Yuri.
Are you for fucking serious, Aubrey? It took me 500 years to unlock Secret Route and you got it in 5 seconds?
Mystic Dabba.
What Secret Route?
Official Victories.
LMAO, okay. Here's a non-spoilery guide if you're going the full 10 miles. If you're too curious to wait, then here's the most popular FAQ about Yuri's route. Let me tell you, this route is wild. But long story short, Yuri's route is the most infamous. Even before Chris's suggestive route and Victor's for being a dude pal's route. Lol, lol, lol. Because you have to needle your choices very carefully. It's guy dang it incarnate. One mischoice can lead to a bad route. And his friend's route is so common, it's practically his official route. His lover's route is extremely hard to get without a guide. And he's the only character, besides JJ, who has a hidden route. Hence why everyone is impressed with you. LMAO.
Kiss Kiss on Clear Ice. An On Clear Ice fan blog. From the official site.
Who knew ice skating could get this hot?
A series of freak accidents leads you into becoming the Zamboni operator at the rink hosting an All-Stars figure skating gala. Play through several unique routes as your Zamboni skills attract the attention of the attractive young skaters who might just see beyond your magnificent vehicle to the beautiful maiden behind the wheel.
Jump to Ask FAQ Walkthrough Official Merch Links. FAQ. Jump to Yuri Katsuki Route /Secret Route FAQ.
Any spoiler-free tips for good /lovers routes? Well, to name a few.
Yuri. The most popular route, of course, because he's so damn hard to catch. His route is so damn complicated, we had to make him an entire FAQ. Is there a way to summarize Yuri's lover's route? Suffering.
Pachit. Always say yes to a selfie, even when he's sad. Sunshine Boy gets really deep about social media, and that will actually get really serious later on. Also, let him ride your Zamboni every time he asks.
Chris. Innuendos at first, then ease off them around halfway through. Even if they're funny. Trust me, it's going to be really hard to not pick them in the second half.
JJ. Focus on his ego, especially when he's upset. It cheers him up about 100% in the first half of the game. Then he starts getting deep, and you'll have to get serious. Also, if when he says that thing, say,
"If you're the sun, I'll be your galaxy."
Required for Lover's Root. Leo. Holy shit, Wikipedia everything. This boy knows way too much about music. He's the third person after Victor and Yuri to be most susceptible to friend ends because one missed fact can lead to your doom. Also, be positive. He doesn't respond well to pessimism. Georgi. Never give up on him. He's going to be really frustrating in the first half for talking about his ex 90% of the time, but he'll notice you. Kick his ass a bit, but never insinuate you might leave him. Trust me, this boy is loyal as fuck, and you gotta show him you'll reciprocate that 100%.
Sungil.
Just give him space. Always bring presents, especially ones related to dogs or dancing. Or coffee. He fucking loves coffee, and will eventually be accustomed to your presence. So subtle that people have said they don't even realize they're in his root before it happens. Michele. Always support Michele. Even if he yells at you for supporting him instead of Sara, it will pay off. Supporting Sara is a one-way ticket to a friendship root or bad end, where he sees you as a threat to their relationship.
Emil.
Fucking optimism. Even when he's hit rock bottom, always remind him there's good in life. He is pure as fucking angels. Be serious when you have to, but always remind him that there's hope.
Odebeck. Let him have a voice, always, and support his career as much as you can. Say good things about Yurio. If you fuck this up in the second half, you're 90% guaranteed a bad end. Never offer him a ride in the Zamboni, especially when he wants to skate. Be patient. He will come to you.
Mila. Always offer a cafe date when she's free, but never when she's busy. She takes her career very seriously, and she loves it when you respect her schedule. Also, say yes to when she offers to do your makeup at her apartment. It's a one-way ticket into a lover's event.
Sara.
Don't diss Mickey, even if you want to. Encourage her to be independent, but always do so in respect to their relationship. Once you've completed that, you must say yes to her offer to teach you ballet.
Wait! I can't get a Victor lover's route?
Nope. Sorry. He does have a special route, however. See the Yuri Kutsky route FAQ. How do I help JJ get back together with his girlfriend? Is it possible? Abso-fucking-lutely. It's pretty simple, actually. Just always remind JJ about the people who were always cheering him on and the special person in his life. Most people mistake this as him thinking about you, but he's actually thinking about Isabella. Yeah, it sucks, but it's pretty cute when you think about it. Mila and or Sara gal pal roots? Sara kissed me on the highest point of the Ferris wheel with the city lights glowing around the gay-ass nighttime as I cried and told her I loved her. I'm pretty sure they're not. I heard I can get a Yurio root. It's pretty hard, but yes. A Yurio friendship root is possible, if not required if you want to snag the secret root. But it's only after you've completed Odebeck's route. It helps to pay attention during Odebeck's route because Yurio responds well to people who know his best friend. Also, he loves talking about his grandpa. Talking about family helps a ton, but don't mention his mom, unless he does so first. Diss Victor a lot during the first half, even if you don't mean it. But don't diss Yuri, not even in the first half, and especially not in the second half, even if he's dissing Yuri himself. Stop dissing Victor around the second half. Never compliment JJ, ever.
Yuri Kutsky Root FAQ / Secret Root FAQ.
Spoiler warning!
Yes, we had to make an entire subsection for him.
Why the hell can't I get with Yuri? Does he not want me?
You can get with Yuri, but it's incredibly difficult to grab it.
Follow every single step on our Yuri Lover's Route guide for a 100% success rate. But to get the gist of it, don't screw up the first meeting flag. You have to answer the rink is still open or else you will not be able to complete his first event.
People you can't diss ever. Pachit, Yurio, Victor, the Nishigoris, his family, Minako. Pushiness never works. I repeat, do not be pushy.
Fangirling about Victor works 100% of the time. It's totally okay to fangirl about Victor. He thinks it's a safe zone. Don't approach Victor in this route until after the gala. This should be your only interaction and you cannot take Yuri with you. In hindsight, it's probably one of the saddest moments in the game, even if Victor smiles the whole time.
Do not insinuate anything romantic is happening between Victor and Yuri. But don't flat out deny it either. Denying it only makes Yuri depressed.
Offers to ride the Zamboni will only scare him away until the second half of the game.
Hug him at the end of his final performance, but only his final performance. Do not push for info about last year's banquet.
You need to remind him that you love him at the right times. There will be 5 times you can do this, but you should only do it twice. During his last practice and after the gala. Doing anything else will lead you to a bad end, a friend end, or, if you somehow manage to make it, the secret route. Unlike the other lovers' routes, however, this route isn't considered Yuri's true ending, as much as the true friends and secret ending are.
What? There's a secret route? How do I unlock it?
Holy shit, is there? Here's the long list of requirements to get it. You must have completed Victor and Yuri's true friend routes. You have to complete Yurio's route, which means you have to have completed Odebeck's route. You must have maxed friendship with Yuko to get the keys to Ice Castle special item. You have to get fired from the Zamboni business in the second half. It's sad, I know, but it's very important. To do this, you have to take blame for breaking into the gala rink. When Chris mentions last year's banquet, push for info. This will unlock numerous dialogue options later on, and you must hit all 8 of them. They're pretty obvious when you see them. If someone brings up the banquet at any time, hit it. When Pachit asks you about what happened to Victor at the banquet to change him, say, maybe he fell in love? When trying to figure out who sent Yuri the roses, say, maybe it was Victor. This answer is confirmed if you hit the Easter egg in Leo's route. See below. When you and Yuri are talking about Victor, choose the options that insinuate he's still in love with Victor. If you do this without the other requirements, it's possible to get a friend route where Yuri accepts his one-sided love for Victor and thanks you for supporting him. It's not enough to continuously insinuate to Yuri that Victor is in love with him. You have to do it at the right times. It may seem like he's just brushing you off, but if you catch the right flags, it pays off. Examples:
I feel like I've always been invisible to him lately. He looks at you like you're everything. I'll just be an annoyance if I bother him. He always looks like he's having fun when you talk to him. Was Victor really watching me? He couldn't take his eyes off you. I don't know if I'm good enough. That's up for him to decide, don't you think? What if he decides I'm not for him? I think he's already decided.
If you do every single one of these things, then... Whoa! Since when did this become Victor's route? Once you complete all of the requirements for the secret route, you'll be transferred into what seems to be a Victor route. That's why this route is more commonly referred to as the Nikiforov-Kutsky route, because it's a route they do together. And also because this fandom is full of romantics, lol. The route from this point on should be pretty straightforward. I would recommend telling Victor, "For the love of fuck, kiss him!" for some hilarious dialogue and some pretty satisfying results. Wait, so for the entire game, Victor's been trying to get with Yuri? Yeah, LMAO. But for real, he loves Yuri. Not that Yuri took it that way at all. Seriously, if you look through his CG gallery, you'll see the only people he makes affectionate physical contact with are Yuri and you, since you got that hug CG at the end of his true friend route. Victor and Yuri care about each other beyond what any coach and skater usually have. From what the game says, Victor and Yuri have been mutually pining for a while, and while Victor is subtly courting, Yuri doesn't think he's good enough for Victor, despite their closeness. It's obvious Victor adores Yuri though, even if Yuri thinks otherwise. And Yuri loves him back so much. Why do you think it's so hard to get his lover's route? There are also a ton of Easter eggs that point to this fact in the other routes too. Easter eggs, you say? Yeah, check it out. If you decide to check out Victor's Instagram in Pachit's route, his third post is a shot of the skaters doing warm-ups with the hashtag wishful thinking, commonly mistaken as a wish to return to the ice. If you look closely, you'll notice that he's framed the scene around Yuri. If you decide to search the break room during Mila's route, you'll find Yuri asleep after a stressful practice. Examine the hot tea on the bench next to him, and you'll see it's signed "For Sleeping Beauty." You'll learn in secret route how much Victor loves using this nickname. During Yurio's route, Victor will tease Yurio for having a crush on Odebeck. Even if it doesn't make any sense at the time, say, or Yuri, Yurio will get massively pissed, but Victor will find this hilarious and say, "Right? Right? Who wouldn't fall for Yuri?" and then go suspiciously silent. This is the only time outside of the secret route he'll use his happy-slash-blushing sprite. At the end of JJ's lover's route, you'll arrive well after the gala has finished. While inspecting the seat JJ saved for you, you'll find a gala program left on the seat next to yours, and you can choose to pick it up. You'll find a bunch of extremely detailed notes about each skater, but the writer is thinking about Yuri very personally. There's even a little heart next to his name. If you observe the routes where you do come in time, you'll find out your neighbor was supposed to be Victor. There's a hint that Victor sent Yuri the roses in Leo's route. When he's giving you romantic advice, you can ask him what kind of flowers he would send if he wanted to insinuate romantic intent. He'll say, "Blue roses, of course, for that Nikiforov touch." Nikiforov touch indeed, you sap! In Odebeck's route, While looking for the first aid kit, you'll come across a phone with one of Victor's old outfits. Examine it at first, and later when you're looking for clues to who broke into the rink, there will be an option to check the suspicious phone. You can turn it on and find that one of the gala photos of Yuri is on the lock screen. It's confirmed in Chris's route that this phone is Victor's. Yuri's true friend's route involves you going shopping, and if you examine the jewelry store, you'll get this bit of dialogue.
Rings. I wonder if Victor ever... Huh? Oh, sorry, I was just daydreaming again.
In Pachit's lover's route, if you decide to stop by the break room before the banquet, you'll find Yuri watching over some old Victor routines. He won't notice you at first, so Pachit will comment that maybe one day, main character, will watch Pachit the way Yuri watches Victor. If you wrongly choose Yuri's locker to break into during Georgi's route and still decide to search through it, you'll find out that the boy who claimed to have taken down all of his Victor merchandise kept just one of his idol for good luck. A picture of them together. The item looking worn and clutched tightly one too many times. Georgi will be there to dramatically muse, "Heartbreak. Does it escape any of us?" Extra FAQ.
So this means I can't get a Victor lover's route? But I love him!
If the game itself didn't convince you, it's confirmed by the creator that Victor is gay and completely gone for Yuri. In fact, there's official material addressing how if you are able to complete Yuri's incredibly difficult lover's route, Victor will try to be happy for both of you, but also be absolutely brokenhearted. So, yeah. That's why he sounds like he's going to cry at the banquet. Congratulations.
Is it possible to fail the secret ending after I've achieved it?
The game has been cruel enough. You can rest easy after achieving the special route. Most of the dialogue options just unlock more Easter eggs or different variations of their happy ending. In my opinion, one of the best choices you can make is that when Yuri asks you where he should get an apology present for Victor, choose the jewelry store. He responds really enthusiastically and with very satisfying results. What's JJ's wrecked route? If you can't catch JJ's lie about the Singapore banquet in the first half of the game, then the post-gala banquet will go a lot differently, and you'll have the choice to wreck his lying ass. Even if you love JJ, this perhaps leads to one of the funniest endings in the game, and I highly recommend going for it at least once. The end.
Give my love to you, oh baby. Gonna make you feel so right. Gonna make you happy. Oh yeah, spend some time with you. Do the things you want me to. Gonna make love. Gonna make some sweet, sweet love. So get ready, oh, get ready, get ready. Get ready for loving tonight. Just gotta finish this level. You see, I got a high score tonight, and I just wanna save my game. Well, I'll be with you in a minute, sweet darling, baby, honey. I love how you dance for me. Ooh, na, 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 na. Do, do, do.
to the left, baby. I can't see the TV. Just that the save points are quite far apart. This game, baby. This bit's got a multiplayer section, honey. Maybe you could operate a turret with me. Would you like that, baby? Games give you hand-eye coordination and spatial intelligence together with map reading skills. Turn the lights down low. Turn the lights down just a little bit lower, baby. Turn the lights down low. Turn the lights down low. Turn the lights down low. It's just that it helps me feel like I'm in a spaceship.
See, love, honey, baby.
Ooh, you look so great to me. Baby, have you brushed your teeth yet? Take your time. No hurry. It's just that I'm not tired. Are you tired? I'll see you in the bed then. You might want to take a book.
Baby.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're so fine, baby.
You know I can't stop thinking about you, baby. Ooh. And all of the magic coins that I need to collect. Yeah.
Ooh.
See, I just gotta find one more point of armor class and then I can take on the robots of Zagon B and then we can make a love.
I think this Xbox
is the best present I ever bought for you.
You've just finished listening to Yuri Katsuki Secret Route Walkthrough / FAQ. If you enjoyed the story, please leave Métis_Inc. some feedback at Archive of Our Own or on Tumblr. And if you enjoyed my reading of the story, please leave me some feedback. As Lunchy on Archive of Our Own or as Lunchy_Pods on Tumblr and Twitter. Various music was used in this recording, including sound effects from Phoenix Wright, Daybreak, Nanaki's Ending by Kevin MacLeod from the Hatoful Boyfriend OST, and Gonna Make You Happy Tonight, the Xbox song by Tripod. And finally, some reader free talk. Hi, this is Lunchy. Once again, fandom has given me a thing that I didn't even know that I wanted and continues to be the gift that never stops giving. It was somehow both hilarious and sweet. And because I've never played an otome dating sim game myself, after reading the story, I kind of felt a little bit like I understood the appeal of these games, especially the completionist streak where you have to get with everybody and like gotta catch them all and stuff. I especially enjoyed reading the synopsis of the game because it just sounded hilariously dumb. Super contrived and totally, I mean, that must be what an endearing trope in otome dating sims. So because it was quite an unconventional piece of writing, I tried to do my best to reflect that when producing the audio. The biggest change being that in the actual text, Métis Inc. Drew the scene where Yuri says, I'm sorry, I've been having conflicting feelings lately, and it's like, seems like it's set on the beach in Hasetsu, so I amused myself greatly by, you know, finding an otome background music thing and then putting beachy seagull sounds on top of that. And then on top of that, having like the text sound effect from Phoenix Wright to really emulate that kind of like playing feeling, I hope. But yeah, so because you obviously as a podfic, you can't see the image. Yeah, I just tried to recreate the
that through audio, and hopefully it translated. The other stupid thing that I did was anytime that Yurio was mentioned, I made his like little blip beep sound like a meow, because it amused me. And hopefully it amused you too. I really hope that I did the fangirl screaming justice in this podfic. But at the very least, I had quite a lot of fun doing it. And I hope that you had some fun listening to it. And although the tripod song at the end isn't about dating Sims, but it is still about gaming and it's hilarious. So hopefully it gave you a laugh. Thanks for sticking around to the end. If you enjoyed it, please leave some comments or kudos somewhere, somehow. And that's it. Thanks for listening. Bye.